Esme's answer to this question was the cruelest of all, and like a fall down an elevator shaft, there were no words for her reply. She merely laughed, a loud, rude cackle that bounced off the walls of the passageway and then faded into silence as their guardian walked away. The Baudelaire orphans looked at one another, or tried to look at one another, in the darkness, and trembled in disgust and fear, shaking the net that had trapped them and saved them at the same time.
"Dolly,"
Sunny said miserably, and her siblings knew that she meant, "What are we going to do?" "I don't know," Klaus said, "but we've got to do something." "And we've got to do it quickly," Violet added. "But this is a very difficult situation. There's no use climbing up or down. The walls feel too smooth." "And there's no use making a lot of noise to try and get someone's attention," Klaus said. "Even if anybody hears, they'll just think someone is yelling in one of the apartments." Violet closed her eyes in thought, although it was so dark that it didn't really make a difference if her eyes were closed or open. "Klaus, maybe the time is right for your researching skills," she said after a moment. "Can you think of some moment in history when people got out of a trap like this one?"
"I don't think so," Klaus replied sadly.
"In the myth of Hercules, he's trapped between two monsters named Scylla and Charybdis, just like we're trapped between the sliding doors and the floor, but he got out of the trap by turning them into whirlpools."
"Glaucus,"
Sunny said, which meant something like, "But we can't do that."
"I know," Klaus said glumly. "Myths are often entertaining, but they're never very helpful. Maybe the time is right for one of Violet's inventions."
"But I don't have any materials to work with," Violet said, reaching out her hand to feel the edges of the net. "I can't use this net for an invention, because if I start to tear it up, we'll fall. The net seems to be attached to the walls with little metal pegs that stick into the walls, but I can't pull those out and use them either."
"Dyson?"
Sunny asked.
"Yes," Violet replied. "Pegs. Feel right here, Sunny. Gunther probably stood on a long ladder to drive these pegs into the walls of the passageway, and then strung the net across the pegs. I guess the walls of the elevator shaft are soft enough that small, sharp objects can be stuck into them."
"Talk?"
Sunny asked, which meant, like teeth? And instantly, her siblings knew what she was thinking.
"No, Sunny," Violet said. "You can't climb up the elevator shaft by using your teeth. It's too dangerous."
"Yoicked,"
Sunny pointed out, which meant something like, "But if I fall, I'll just fall back into the net."
"But what if you get stuck halfway up?" Klaus asked. "Or what if you lose a tooth?"
"Faster,"
Sunny said, which meant, "I'll just have to risk it. It's our only hope." And her siblings reluctantly agreed. They did not like the idea of their baby sister climbing up to the sliding doors of the ersatz elevator using only her teeth, but they could think of no other way to escape in time to foil Gunther's plan. The time wasn't ripe for Violet's inventing skills, or for the knowledge Klaus had from his reading, but the time was ripe for Sunny's sharp teeth. And the youngest Baudelaire tilted her head back and then swung forward, sticking one of her teeth into the wall with a rough sound that would make any dentist weep for hours. But the Baudelaires were not dentists, and the three children listened closely in the darkness to hear if Sunny's tooth would stick as firmly as the net pegs. To their delight, they heard nothing. No scraping or sliding or cracking or anything that would indicate that Sunny's teeth wouldn't hold. Sunny even shook her head a little bit to see if that would easily dislodge her tooth from the wall, but it remained a firm tooth-hold. Sunny swung her head slightly and embedded another tooth slightly above the first one. The second tooth stuck, so Sunny carefully eased out the first tooth and inserted it once more in the wall slightly above the second tooth. By spacing her teeth slightly apart, Sunny had moved a few inches up the wall, and by the time she stuck her first tooth above the second one again, her little body was no longer touching the net.
"Good luck, Sunny," Violet said.
"We're rooting for you, Sonny," Klaus said.